Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhin istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna awwala baytu wudiya lin-nas lal-ladhi bi-Bakkah mubarak wa hudan lil-alamin. Wa aidan qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa tazawwadu fa inna khayra zadi at-taqwa. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حج مبرور ليس له جزاء الا الجنه او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام يا ربي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو respected elders and brothers may Allah make whatever is being mentioned a means of everyone's hidayat. Every Muslim throughout the world, hidayat. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding what an important discussion we are going to have today. Allah Ta'ala give us the realization of how great, how important it is to have the respect, the reverence, the greatness, the azmat of Ka'batullah about this journey also. It's no small journey. And Allah Ta'ala put that understanding in all those that are going for Umrah and all those that are going for Hajj. Really, it is such an important aspect. It's so serious. And this is something that is, inshallah al-aziz, if people can take it to their heart and realize this, it will be of great khair for the ummah, inshallah. I would put it this way, that today what we are seeing on the conditions of the ummah, to a large extent, is because of us forgetting how great the house of Allah is. How important it is to respect the house of Allah. And to go that to that place with the right frame of mind. To explain, first and foremost, why is it called the Haram? Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara is known as Haramain. Why is it called Haram? Some say, you know, there are some prohibitions there. Yes, there are. You just can't go into Makkah Mukarrama without Ihram. And all the restrictions of Ihram is emphasized, you know, while you're in Ihram, you're not supposed to use itar, the man is not supposed to wear underwear, and they're supposed to detach the relationship with the wife, etc. That is one angle. But Haram, when it means it's sacred, it is sacred in every aspect, that I must realize that I have to be careful how I conduct myself in the house of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala has given me two titles. The one title is Allah has called me Wafd Duyuf Rahman. We are the guests of Allah Ta'ala. I ask you, being the guest of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how am I supposed to go to the house of Allah? If you go to anybody's house and you're the guest, there is protocols. There is, you have to respect the house, the host also, and appreciate the fact that the host has invited you to his house. To understand this factor, how important it is for us. You know, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq many years ago, that I always do this, that when I get to the Ka'batullah, and at times when I am after my wajib at tawaf, Allah inspired me to make this dua. I make a dua like this: Allahumma kama sharraftani bi ru'yati baytik fa sharrafni bi ru'yatik yawm al-qiyamati wa anta radim anni. Allahumma kama sharraftani bi ru'yati baytik fa sharrafni bi ru'yatik yawm al-qiyamah wa anta radim anni. This is Allah put my heart. Oh Allah, just as you have honored me, just as you have honored me to see your house, honor me to see you on the day of Qiyamah in such a way that you are pleased with me. Now, if you think of this, when the persons will go to Jannat, when we all will be in Jannat, all of us, inshallah, Allah put us in Jannat. When we are in Jannat, at that time, Allah will ask, "Aur kuch chahte hain? Do you want anything else? Ya Allah, you've given us all. What is there to ask for now?" And thereafter, that veil will be removed between Allah and us in Jannat. And everybody will be able to see Allah like how you're seeing the 14 full moon. No pushing, nothing. And when a person will see Allah, all the pleasures of this of Jannat will be forgotten. And Allah will say, "I am happy with you now, and I'll never ever become angry with you." That happiness is greater than everything. Subhanallah. Waridwanum min Allahi Akbar. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest. Allah is blessing us to see His house. Not everybody. Allah selected you to come to His house. Malik al-Mulk, the owner of all the worlds, our Creator, is inviting us to His house. Some people get honor and feel that it's a great thing, you know. I am an MP in Parliament, or I'm going to the, you know, Union Building, or I'm going to so and so's house, or this prince's house, or this king's house, or this prime minister's house. Are bhai, they are only temporary and they are nothing. Allah is blessing us to go to His house. Allah give us that azmat, that you are Duyuf al-Rahman. You are the guest of Allah. That is the first angle, that I am being blessed to come to His house. And that this place is so sacred, is so sacred, that anywhere there, whatever good deed I do is multiplied 100,000 times. The reward of reading one Yasin Sharif at home or here is 10 Khatam al-Quran Sawab. Reading it anywhere in the haram boundaries, like if you go there, and if you travel and you're about to come into Arafah, just outside, just before Arafah, all that is the haram boundary. Masjid Aisha is the haram boundary. So whether you're in Aziziya, whether you're in your hotel, you read one Yasin Sharif over there, multiply 10 khatam by 100,000. 1 million khatam Quran sawab Allah is giving you. 1 million. I ask, Alhamdulillah, give us tawfiq that sometime when I'm there, I'll read this Yasin and say, "Ya Allah, this is for my mother, this is for my father, this is for so and so, so and so." I'm giving them 1 million sawab, reading one Yasin. Allahu Akbar. One darud, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say one sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 10 rewards, 10 sins forgiven, 10 times your status is raised in the hereafter. You read it there by the Baytullah or anywhere in the haram boundaries. multiplied 100,000, 1,000,000 darood thawab Allah is giving you every time you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ye koi mamuli jagah nahi hai. This is no small place. Its greatness is so much, and that azmat has to be there in our heart. It is not a place to play around with. It's not a place to go there and take selfies. It's a place we are supposed to be dedicated, that I have to maximize my time in the right things. At the same token, understand, Allah make everyone that's going for Umrah, everyone that's going for Hajj, realize and understand. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, I rather commit 70 sins outside the boundaries of the haram than committing one sin in the haram. I rather commit 70 sins outside than one sin inside. Outside of haram boundaries. Showing and teaching us that be mindful, be careful, realize and respect this place. Allah's house it is. And when we will go with the right frame and right mind, then we will be able to gain the barakat. We will be able to gain the blessings of this place. When our heart is made to respect and revere. Anything for that matter. Whatever has been taught to us in regard to respect, when we'll show the respect, we'll get the barakat. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu knew what it was to have the Baal Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He took some hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Iske saath kya karega? What are you going to do with it?" Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will stitch it to my kalansuwa, to my topi, and I will wear this topi when I'm striving in the path of Allah, when I'm going for jihad. And with the barakat of your Baal, Allah Ta'ala will always give me victory. Respect of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one battle, he was in the jaws of death. All the way, these guys were surrounded him and wanted to take his life. Allah had made it that just before that, his wife realized, my husband Khalid has forgotten his topi. She raced into the battlefield, she threw the topi to him. He grabbed it, he put it on his head. Allah Ta'ala took out that harm that he was. Allah gave him victory with the barakat of the hair of Rasulullah, and he defeated those people. Yet he was in the jaws of death, all sides he was being surrounded. What was it? The azmat, the respect, the reverence of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a person will have the respect and the azmat of the Kaabatullah, Allah will give it to him. Allah will give him, if you with the right mind that you go there and you ask, Allah will give you because the azmat is in the heart. Now respected elders and brothers, one is we are duyufur Rahman. One is we are wafdur Rahman. Understand your status. When you put on that ihram, whether it's for Umrah, whether it is for Hajj, you are now wafdur Rahman. You are the delegation of Rahman. What does that mean? Really, we don't seem to understand. We just say it's a term. Understand what it is all about. To be wafdur Rahman, to be the delegation of Rahman. You are now the representative of your country. Allah has handpicked you and chosen you to be the representative of your country. Be it in Umrah, be it in Hajj. You have been selected. and your applications, your conduct, your requests, how you're going to put it across, how you're going to go about it, is going to be the effects of it on your country. That's the pain. That's the concern. That's the worry. When the nation of Ad were suffering from drought and difficulty, they sent their waft, their delegation, to go to Ka'batullah, to ask Allah for rain. They were the Wafdur Rahman. They was the delegation representing the people to go and make a plea, to go and make a request that Allah, we want rain, and go to the house of Allah where du'as are accepted. And you have been given the status as the ambassador representing your country, making your request. Where they were going to Ka'batullah. Because that's a place you're going to go and make all your requests. And your actions are going to be the negative or the positive of your country. So, when they went en route, they were indulging in evil, zina, womanizing, alcohol, music, haram. They go to the Ka'batullah, they make a dua, that Allah, we want rain. When they get back to their town or their country, Allah sent to them three clouds, a white cloud, a red cloud, and a black cloud. And they were told to choose. They said, there's no rain in the white cloud and the red cloud. We want the black cloud. But in that was Allah's azab. Allah Ta'ala said, such a tornado, such powerful winds, 7 nights and 8 days, that the way that wind was so powerful, these were huge people, approximately 70 feet tall. Allah lifted them up and smashed them against the mountains. And as Quran depicts it, they were like date trees lying on the ground, destroyed. Allah's azab came. Allahu Akbar. For a minute, Allah make us realize. It's worrying. They went to Allah's house to ask for rain. They returned with azab. Respected Hujjaj, respected Mu'tamirin, those that are going for Umrah, be it from South Africa or any part of the world, I plead to you, I beg you, that this is not a joke, to go to Allah's house. You are Wafdur Rahman. You are the delegation representing your country. Everyone that is going, every muallim that is taking them, emphasize this point, that understand your behavior, your actions is going to have a positive or a negative effect on your country. All the mu'tamirin, all those that are gone for Umrah and are going for Umrah, realize Allah give us understanding that we have to spend our time with respect and in the correct manner. Same applies for the Hujjaj. Take this journey very serious. Furthermore, Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, as long as my ummah will respect, revere the haram, they will be safe. When they'll show disrespect to the haram, they will be destroyed. Repeat. As long as my ummah will respect and revere the haram, they will be safe. They will be in khair. When they show disrespect, they will be destroyed. Maine keh raha hoon, Rasulullah SAW ne farmaya. I am not saying, Rasulullah SAW is saying. I ask you now, look at the condition and look at the situation that is happening there, and how the forces of batil, how the forces of falsehood have done all those things to take out the respect of the haram from the hearts of the Muslims and make them indulge in sin. How sad. You are in ihram. You are so told not to even keep relationship with your wife while in the state of ihram. But now you must go to the hotel at the reception. There is a young female there. You must talk to her. You come out of the hotel. There this female wants to offer you perfume. Talks to you in good English. You think this is not going to have an effect on your heart? Not going to make you commit in sin? This is where we have to be mindful that my Allah is watching, and by the house of Allah I cannot indulge in this sin. And then we look when we're going into the haram. Allahu Akbar. Everyone is all about selfies. Photographs. Allahu Akbar, while making tawaf, which is the house of Allah. The house of Allah is for the tilawat, zikr and salah. For the ibadat Allah. Not a place for take selfies and photographs. And videos. The crowd is so big and there this person, people, not one, many of them, standing in the middle of the tawaf and are taking pictures. Where is the respect? Where is the concentration? While I'm making tawaf, my du'as are accepted. While I'm making tawaf, every zikr that I'm making is multiplied 100,000 times. Every step that I take is multiplied 70,000 times. Every step I'm taking. That is what I'm supposed to be. But yeah, it's become khelkud, a joke. So that respect has become out of the hearts of the people. This is the effort of the forces of batil to take us away from realizing the respect of the house of Allah. So every one of us realize before we go to the house of Allah. I'm going to the house of Allah, I must be very careful how I spend my time. How I show respect to the house of Allah. There's an incident of a person while he was at the Kaaba started looking at ghair mahram strange woman. A hand came out, I think from Rukta Yamani or Hajar Aswad, and gave him one clout and he lost his eyesight. What are we doing? At this point, now let us understand why we're going for Umrah. Why we're going for Hajj and how it is supposed to be linked to our actions. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Inna awwala bayti wuda linnas lallazi bi bakkata mubaraka wa huda lil alameen. Surely the first house placed on the face of the earth for Allah's ibadat is the house in Makkah. It's a house of barakat and hidayat. That is why I am going. Like every amal has a maqsad. Aqim salata li dhikri. Establish salah for my remembrance. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. Surely salah saves a person from shameless and evil acts. That's why we make salah, so that we can stay away from sin. We can become more conscious of Allah. Why do I give zakat to cleanse my wealth? Why do I fast? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ so that I can get taqwa. Why do I go for Hajj? What is the purpose of Hajj? Like this, they have got maqsad and objects. The object of Hajj, the object of Umrah, the object of Hajj, the object of Umrah is that we're going there as a talib, as a seeker of the barakat and the hidayat. I am going there to get barakat and hidayat. But let us discuss the hidayat first. What is hidayat? It is that consciousness that has to come into a heart that I want to become an obedient servant of Allah. When I ask, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide me on the straight path. Guide me on that path where I stay away from sin. Where I want to become a better and obedient servant of Allah. Oh brother, oh sister that is going for Umrah, that is going for Hajj. This is what you are supposed to intend when you are going for Umrah or Hajj. I am going there to change my life. I am going there to make an effort to become a better Muslim. I am going there so that I can give up sins and I can become an obedient servant of Allah. This is supposed to be the first intention. I'm not just going, you know, I'm going for Umrah. When I ask people, why are you going for Umrah? No, Maulana, I'm going for Umrah. Nabi Sassam said, make Umrah after Umrah, Allah will remove your poverty. Gee, that is in his place. That is the virtue. But what is the purpose? What is the virtue? What is the object? Virtue of fasting, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of a nafil will become faraz and a faraz will become 70 faraiz. Our du'as are accepted. These are our Allah ta'ala makes our mouth, the fragrance and the smell that comes out is more liked by Allah than the fragrance of mushk. The fishes in the sea, the birds in the sky make dua maghfirat for the fasting person. But what is the object why Allah is making us fast? The object is to create that awareness, my Allah is watching me. And therefore I don't eat in the month of Ramadan. Likewise, Allah is watching me all the time. Wherever I am. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching? Not only in Ramadan, but outside Ramadan, all the time. If that consciousness comes, then I stay away from sin. That's the object of fasting. What is the object of Hajj? Inna awwala bayti wudiya lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakah hudan lil-alamin. The first house placed on the face of the earth for Allah's ibadat is a house in Makkah. Is a house of barakat and hidayat. I am going there to get hidayat. I want to change my life. And that is the house that because I'm going to Allah's house and I'm going with this niyat. Because Allah's hidayat is pouring down. Above the Kaabatullah is Baytul Ma'mur, where the angels make their tawaf. And above that is the Arsh of Rahman. As in the hadith it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a red pearl in front of him. And Allah looks at it with 180 gazes of mercy. And the first people that Allah looks at with the eye of mercy are the people that are by the Kaabatullah. So Allah is looking at you with the eye of mercy. And Allah is looking at you with that eye. That you, when you will have that talab, when you will have that desire, and you should have that desire, so that you want to change your life and you want to become an obedient servant. That's why you left your country and come for hidayat. I want to change my life. That is what we are going for. And we understand this. When it is mentioned, and this is where the hidayat comes, where Allah is watching you. Allah's special gaze upon those that are making tawaf, those that are in ihram, those that are coming to Kaabatullah. Allah is watching the heart, that this person is coming over here, and as he is coming towards Allah, he is saying to Allah, Ya Allah, I am making tawbah from all sins. When you will make tawbah from all sins, everybody knows themselves. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلُوْ أَلْقَى مَعَازِرًا. Every man knows himself. You know all the unda, danda and all the wrongs and the evils and the sins that you may have been doing in the past. When you get to the Kaabatullah, or on your way to the Kaabatullah, you have to say to Allah, Allah, I am making now tawbah from all the sins. You know yourself. Whether it's pornography, whether it's looking at shameless woman or the woman looking at male, whatever it is, whether you're indulging in interest, whether you're speaking lies, whether you've been cheating and robbing people, whatever. You know yourself. You've been abusive and aggressive and evil in your ways, and you've broken family ties, and you've been showing disrespect to your parents. This is when you say, Ya Allah, I am making atubu ilik, atubu ilik. I turn to you in tawbah. When that is made, when the person in ihram and is going towards the Kaabatullah, inshallah that will be stamped upon him. He will inshallah be on the path towards guidance, towards hidayat. That's the first thing. Check in the hadith, it will come. That the Hajr Aswad is that stone from Jannat. Stone from Jannat. It's no normal stone. It was white like milk. Because of the sins it became black. And now it's called Hajr Aswad. That stone which is from Jannat has eyes and a tongue. Eyes and a tongue is watching everyone that is making tawaf. Everyone that is standing in front of it. Everyone that is making the istilam. Or everyone that is kissing it. Eyes and tongue. To speak in your favor or against yourself. Against you. Saying what? Seeing what? Because when you start your tawaf, this is when the hidayat comes. You see, many people ask, what is the dua I read, must read when I start my tawaf? No, it's not a dua. It looks like a dua, but it is a declaration. It is an important statement. And that statement is not on the tongue. It is not just you read it, you know, maybe I'll get sawab on it. No, it is something that you are talking and the Hajr Aswad is listening to it. And the Hajr Aswad is going to testify, are you sincere? Are you true in that statement that you are making? What is that statement? Allahumma imanan bik wa tasdiqan bi kitabik wa fa'an bi ahdik wa ittiba' sunnat nabiyyik sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu akbar. It is a statement, it is a declaration that you are saying. Allahumma imanan bik. Oh Allah, I believe upon you. I bring iman upon you. Hajr Aswad is listening, is recording, is saving it. Is this man true? Allahumma imanan bik. I am bringing iman upon Allah. Wa tasdiqan bi kitabik. And I am accepting, acknowledging that I will now follow the Quran Kareem. Wa tasdiqan bi kitabik. This is what you are actually saying. That from now on, Ya Allah, I am going to live my life according to the Quran. According to the injunctions of the Quran, according to the commands of Quran. I need to understand that factor. It's not just a dua. It's a declaration. It's making a statement. Hajar Aswad is listening to it. Hajar Aswad is recording it. How true am I going to be that I have to make that niyat that I want to come and live my life according to Quran? وَوَفَعًا بِأَهْدِكَ. And I am going to fulfill my promise to you, Ya Allah. I am going to fulfill my promise to you, Ya Allah. What promise did we make? You see, when we were in Maktab, we learned Imane Mujmal. Amantu billah kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami' ahkami. I believe in Allah with all His names and qualities. Wa qabiltu jami' ahkami. And I am going to accept and I'm going to obey all your commands. Here now by the Hajar Aswad, you're saying, Bawfa'am bi ahdik. I am going to fulfill that promise that I am going to obey Allah's commands. This is what we are saying. This is what Hajar Aswad is watching in our hearts and is recording. Is this is what I need to say and understand and realize. That I am now going to follow all Allah's command, that promise that I made when I was a kid. Allah make us realize and understand that fact also. It's not just, you know, going through the, you know, I must fulfill my farz. Hajj is farz upon me. I'll go do a hajj and come back. I've got a feather in my cap. Are bye. What it is not just that. It's not just a ritual. That as a Muslim, there's five pillars. One of them is hajj. I will go for hajj. Khalas. I've done my duty. The days of the past, when a person went hajj, when he came back from hajj, they wouldn't want to even get involved in business. Now I have to change my life. I've made intention there and I've changed my life. I can't go back to what wrongs I was doing. I cannot go back to sin. I need to change my life. And that is why an important factor of hajj is to go with the people like Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah has mentioned, people of piety, people of taqwa. People of piety, people of taqwa. The people that have got deen and will remind you of deen and create that Allah consciousness and create that environment of piety. Understand. Understand. One is to make hajj. One is to make an effort to make a maqbool hajj. Likewise, to make a maqbool umrah. And this is, these are the criteria, these are the ingredients that we need to reflect upon so I can get it in the right manner. I need to go with the right spirit, with the right intention, not just to go. Today, thousands of South Africans are going. Thousands are going throughout the world. They're talking about record crowd in Makkah, Medina. Allah give all of them hidayat. Allah give them all hidayat. Allah make them all fulfill the rights of the Kaabatullah so that khair can come to the Ummah. Otherwise, we're looking for harm. At the moment, the way it seems is the opposite. That harm is coming to the ummah. That means there's something wrong in those that have gone for umrah and those that are going for hajj. And if we want khair in our country, then we need to realize this factor. Let it not be like how the nation of Aad went through. So we sing, وَوَفَعًا بِأَهْدِكَ. I am going to fulfill all your commands and become an obedient servant of yours. وَاتِّبَعَ السُّنَّةِ. And I am going to follow the sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاتِّبَعَ السُّنَّةِ. And I am going to follow the sunnahs. That means I need to come onto sunan. All the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to come in my life. In every way. And it is so shocking, it's so disturbing, it's so frustrating. Ya Allah, they go to, and this is where we can say that these are the things, and some of the things that are leading to the destruction of the ummah in the light of the hadith, when we show disrespect to the haram. Haram in the entire area. Aray bhai, the person comes right to the Kaabatullah, comes right to Makkah Mukarramah, right by my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eating with fork and knife. Where's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Come right over there and into the fork and knife. And even into the left hand, or using the fork in the left hand. Fork and knife is one wrong. On top of that, with the left hand you're eating. You don't do that at home. And I tell them, Baba, when you are there in what you call Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, no fork and knife. By there you're eating with your hand. Huh? Azizia also you're eating with the hand. But now maybe things have changed because of the new Nusuk system, that there will be hotels will be staying in different kinds of hotels where these forks and knives will be there. But before, we used to sit on the floor in Azizia and we used to eat with our fingers. But now look at you. Why are you doing this? It's shocking. And to add to that, Allahu Akbar. This is one wrong. Fork and knife. Then to add to that, the way the food is being wasted, like you can't imagine. They'll fill the plate up with so much, and 3/4 of it is then thrown in the bin. The ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. is wasting so much. Allah don't like those that waste. And this is taking place in Makkah and Medina. Allah give us hidayat. And this is taking place in such a big way. So where is the help of Allah going to come? That is why we have to go with this program is there to prepare us spiritually in the right way to understand. So the first part is the part of the barakat. So a part of hidayat. So you go with this niyat. That Allah, I want hidayat. One is we understand making tawbah first. Thereafter, when you go by the Hajar Aswad, when we are saying this dua, Allahumma imanam bik, wa tasdeeqam bi kitabik, wa fa'am bi ahdik, wa tiba'a sunnata habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you will say all this, understanding why I'm saying it, and I'm sincere about it, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us hidayat. Thereafter, the part of barakat. Where is the barakat? In the Kaabatullah. One is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make umrah after umrah. It will remove your poverty, just like how rust, the fire removes rust from steel. So that is the one part of the barakat. The second part of the barakat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Where Allah Ta'ala says, worship the Rabb of the house. Worship the Rabb of Kaaba, who will provide for you from your hunger and give you peace from your fears. Go to the Kaaba, hold the ghiraf of the Kaaba and say, Ya Allah, your condition is that I must worship you. Allah, I say you, Iyaka na'budu, Iyaka nasta'in. None do I worship but you. And oh Allah, I seek your help. And Ya Allah, that is your condition. You say, if I do that, you will provide for me from my hunger and give you peace from my fears. Ya Allah, you give me barakat. Read Lilaf-e Quraysh over there. If you can't get to the Kaabatullah, stand close to the Kaabatullah or look at the Kaabatullah. Read Surah Lilaf-e Quraysh. Inshallah, this is the second point of barakat. The third point of barakat. Abdullah bin Sulaiman says, Adam alayhi salam made tawaf of 7 circuits of the Baytullah when he came into this world. Thereafter he performed 2 rakat salah facing in the direction of the door of the Kaabatullah. He then came to Multazam and made the following dua. Allahumma innaka ta'lamu sarirati wa alaniyati faqbal ma'adhirati wa ta'lamu ma fi nafsi wa ma indi faghfir li dhunubi wa ta'lamu hajati fa'atini su'li. Allahumma inni as'aluka imani yubashiru qalbi wa yaqinan sadiqa hatta a'lama annahu la yusibuni illa ma katabta li wa ridam min al ma'ishati bima qasamta li. He read this dua. Look what Allah says. Thereupon Allah revealed to Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, you have asked me and I have accepted your dua. None of your children shall ask me of this dua, but I will remove his worries and sadness. I will suffice for his difficulties and remove the poverty of his heart and make it disappear from in front of his eyes. I will make him prosper in his trade more than any trader. I will present the dunya to him, even if he's inclined or not inclined. Subhanallah. This is the barakat. This is what Allah gives us when we will prepare ourselves in the right manner. Now, respected elders and brothers, this is the one angle that we speak about the importance and the respect of this place and the object of this place. Now let us understand what is Ka'batullah. What it is to go to Makkah Mukarramah. There was a person from Yemen who wanted to leave Ka'batullah, leave Makkah Mukarramah. So Hazrat Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Ali, was born around 80 Hijri. So long before even the before Bukhari Sharif and all that, about maybe say 2 centuries before that, in the beginning years, he wrote him a letter and telling him the virtues of Makkah. And this is very important for whoever is going to read that section, very important about the virtues of Makkah. There is different section there. The respect, the importance of Safa, Marwa, there is like that about Zamzam, there is about Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, all those are separate. But specifically about Ka'batullah, we need to know about it. Where we are going, what we are going to get when we go to the Ka'batullah. What it is to be on the Mataf. What it is to be in the Haram itself. So I'll just read a few of these important points on the section of the virtues of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in another hadith, the best and most beloved city on the face of this earth to Allah Ta'ala is the Ka'batullah. The first mountain that Allah placed on the face of the earth was Jabla Abu Qubais. The angels were the first beings to make tawaf 2000 years before Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam. Any angel who is sent by Allah to the earth for any task first bathes under the throne and then dons the ihram and commences by making tawaf of Allah's house 7 times. Then he offers 2 rakat salah behind Maqam Ibrahim. Then they complete the task they were sent for. They were not specifically sent for tawaf. Malaika, they come down. They make the tawaf of the Baytullah. Subhanallah. Around the Kaaba lie the graves of 300 Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Between Rukna Yamani and Hajar Aswad are the kubur of 70 Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Understand that we are walking on the kubur of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. They are there by the Kaabatullah. Allah's barakat is there. Anbiya below. Allah's arsh above. Malaika, what a place we are making tawaf. Have I realized that such a special place that I am making tawaf? Virtue of every action we do is multiplied 100,000 times. That's so important also that we realize. Indeed, Jannat has 8 doors. All these 8 doors remain permanently open towards Kaaba till the day of Qiyamah. One of his door is through the Kaaba. One door is situated by the Mizab Rahma. One door is situated by Rukta Yamani, Hajar Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, Zamzam, Safa, Marwa. When you are standing there by Maqam Ibrahim, you're standing directly above one of the doors of Jannat. There are 15 places around the Kaaba that du'as are accepted. You can go to this and see this and understand how important that this place is, and I should spend my time properly. Now there's few things that happens a lot, and I like to now bring this from in the light of this these ahadith that I mentioned over here. Is anyone who falls ill in Makkah for 1 day, Allah renders his body haram to the fire of Jahannam. So should we complain when we get sick over there? Anyone who falls ill in Makkah for 1 day, Allah records for that person the reward of having done good deeds
equivalent to 60 years of ibadat. Anyone who endures the heat of Makkah with patience for an hour of the day, Allah distances him from the fire of Jahannam by a distance of 500 years. Look at the reward. This whole section here on the various virtues, and we should go through this thing properly, inshallah, to understand that part. That is the understanding about what it is to be by the Kaabatullah, what it is to make, you know, to make tawaf over there and just be over there. How much Allah is blessing us, Allah is giving us. Du'as are accepted. Between Rukna Yamani and Hajr al-Aswad is a garden from the gardens of Jannat. Between Rukna Yamani and Hajr al-Aswad is a garden from the gardens of Jannat. Like we talk about, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, Baina Baiti wa Mimbari, Rozatun min Riyaz al-Jannah. This is also a garden from the gardens of Jannat. Between Marwa and Maqam Ibrahim, any du'as made in that area, du'as are accepted. What a great place that I'm going, and I should be concentrating and spending my time in these things. This is in regards to the Kaaba. I'll just discuss about, put on the 5 days, or actually about the azmat of the 5 days in the and going for the 5 days of Hajj, and then I'll come back on a general Umrah discussion. Respected elders, what is Mina? What is Muzdalifah? What is Arafah? It is not this that, you know, on the first day, on the 8th, I go to Mina, I go to Arafah on the 9th, I spend the night in Muzdalifah on that night, and then I come back to Mina and I pal the Jamarah. That is the amal that has been shown to us. But this place, why? Allah selected this place. This place is no small place. When Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam had made that mistake in this dunya, Allah made it that Adam alayhi salam landed in Sri Lanka. There's a mountain called Jabal Adam, and Hawa alayhi salam had landed in Jeddah. That's why Jeddah is called Jeddah, it means granny. Allah had given him such strength that as far as he could see, with one step he would reach 70 feet tall. Allah inspired him. Understand? Allah inspired him. Allah put it in his heart, make your way to Arafah. Make your way to Arafah. Adam alayhi salam goes towards Arafah. Hawa alayhi salam, that is in Jeddah, makes her way to Arafah. The both of them come to Jabal Rahmah, the mountain of mercy. And they, according to some 40 years or 80 years, they had been making this dua, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana, O our Rabb, zalamna, we have wronged our soul, wa illam taghfir lana, if you don't forgive us, don't show mercy upon us, we will be from the losers. And then he makes this dua, Ya Allah, I ask you in the wasila of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he must forgive me. Allah asks, who is Muhammad? He says, I don't know, Ya Allah, but I saw his name next to your name when you put my soul in my life, into my body. I saw that, realized you're somebody special. Allah said, yes, he's from your progeny. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even created you. That is when Allah made his maghfirat. That lesson, that just as I had forgiven your great-great-grandfather and granny, O Hujjaj, when you will come to Arafah, understand that I will forgive all your sins. You will be completely cleansed of all your sins. Shaitan is throwing sand that he has tried to lead you astray for the last 30, 40, whatever your age is, and he has failed because all your sins are forgiven. He is fed up, he's finished, he's gone weakened because of the mercy of Allah descending on the people on the day of Arafah. Arafah is the greatest day of everyone's life. And understand that what it is, the magnitude of you being in Arafah, what it is to be in Arafah, what status Allah is giving you to be in Arafah. One is Allah Ta'ala is cleansing you totally of all your sins. By coming there on the 9th of Zilhajj in the state of Ihram,
Allah is going to inshallah give you Jannat. Look at the status Allah is giving the Haji. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba that Uwais will come. He was the one that was loving to his mother, cared for his mother, served his mother, and he got the du'as of his mother. And he had such ishq of Rasulullah sallam. Two things: love of his parents or his mother, and the second thing was his ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he heard that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his tooth, he also took out his teeth. To such an extent, he was following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq to recognize that factor. Any case, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, to Umar radiallahu anhu, Uwais will come. He is from Qanun, from Mudan, from Yemen, etc. Gave him the description that he had this white skin sickness and Allah had cured him, but just about outside of a dirham that had left. Otherwise, he was completely cured. When you meet him, ask him to make dua, for his duas are accepted. Make dua for your forgiveness. Ask him to make dua for your forgiveness, for he is forgiven. And whoever he make dua for, that person is forgiven. That is the status of Uwais Qarni that Nabi Sassam told the Amir al-Mu'mineen and told the Sahaba, go and ask him to make dua for your forgiveness. Subhanallah. That status of Uwais Qarni, by when you do your Hajj, when you do your Hajj, Allah is giving you that status. Just like how Umar was told to go back to Uwais Qarni. The Shaykhul Hadith of your town, the Mufti of your town, the Wali of your town, the Shaykh of your town, the Peer of your town, the Imam of your town, the seniors of the town are told to come to you, to shake hands with you, and to ask you, make dua for our forgiveness. That is your status. That is the status of the Haji. Allah, make us realize. That is why I say that is the biggest day. Allah, you're giving this to me. Who am I? What am I worthy of? And you're blessing me in this manner? Give me the status of Uwais Qarni. And my Hazrat of my town, even if I'm bad to him, he'll come to me and say, bye, make dua for my forgiveness. We're taking it all as a joke. We go for Hajj, we come back, we're back to the same. We haven't realized our status. Because we have become mustajabud da'wat, the one whose du'as are accepted through the barakat of this Hajj. Allah is forgiving you, making you mustajabud da'wat, giving, honoring you in such a way that the people of your town must come and ask you for forgiveness, to make du'a for their forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. What an honor. Hajis must understand that. The third thing, Allahu Akbar. Hafizab takes 10 people to Jannat. Haji who makes the right Hajj, Allah make our Hujjaj make the correct Hajj and understand the magnitude of what Allah wants to give them and respect and revere and appreciate it. Say Ameen. Really, they must appreciate it. Allah hame kya dene chahte hai? What Allah wants to give you? Haji, you're going for Hajj, realize what Allah wants to give you. So prepare yourself properly from now. Start giving up all your sins. Get rid of the TV from your house. Avoid all these unnecessary things where we're wasting our time with the cell phones. All these things must come out of our lives. Bring taqwa into our lives. That is what Hajj is about. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. Make your preparations for Hajj. But the best preparation is the preparation of taqwa. Bring taqwa in your life. Haji, you're going for Hajj. Bring taqwa in your life. My sister, if you have been shameless in your dressing, your tight-fitting clothes, the jeans, etc., give it up. Wear loose-fitting clothes. Avoid intermingling. All this bring into your life now. Because Allah wants to give you a great status. Prepare yourself. Understand what Allah wants to give you. I ask you, which can be the greatest honor any person can get?
can you? Greatest status, greatest honor.
Some people are famous, very well known, respected, loved for a certain period and era, and then they are forgotten.
And certain people will know them during that era and that period. But I ask you, imagine on the day of Qiyamah, everyone is there. From Adam alayhi salam to the last man in the world, everyone is there, every person is there. All the jinnat are there. 124,000 plus minus Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam are there. Habib sallallahu alayhi salam is there. Malik al-Mulk is there. Malik Yawmuddin is there. The master of the day of resurrection, Allah is there. Everyone is there. In front of everyone. Subhanallah. Haji who made a proper hajj. Haji who went with the right intention. Haji who realized the greatness of Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara. Who realized the greatness of Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah. And realized what it is to be on the day of Arafah. There. That Haji who did the Hajj correctly will be standing and saying, Ya Allah, that one is going to Jahannam, put him in Jannat. Ya Allah, that one going to Jahannam, put him in Jannat. Ya Allah, that one going to Jahannam, put him in Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Ye kaun hai? Is this a Nabi? Some Nabi will only have one or two people. But can you imagine that Haji, Allah is honoring him. To put 400 people destined for Jahannam, taking them to Jannat. You know, we feel proud. I know that counselor, and I'll put a word for you to get your plans passed. I know the counselor. Imagine you're talking to Allah. Anbiya are there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there. And Allah is giving you that honor that you are taking 400 people destined to Jahannam to Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Can there be an honor greater than that honor I ask? Never. So you have to prepare yourself in that manner. That, Ya Allah, mujhe aise ni'mat de raha ho, such a sharaf, such a honor you are giving me. Ya Allah, make me prepare myself properly for that. That's why that preparation has to start now. Make sure you are up for tahajjud salah. Make sure you make your tilawat, make your zikr, make your awabeen, make your chast, make your nafil ibadat. Ramadan is that preparation for that that needs to continue after Ramadan until you go for Hajj. And give up that sin, get rid of that TV. Don't ever bring that TV in your home. Give up all those lies and the sins and the anger and all that you got. Give it up. Prepare yourself so that you can be honored on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Arafah. There are four sunnats. One is to drink milk. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank milk in Arafah. So we normally take one small box of milk with us and we sip the milk there or have the milk of a day. Another is to take a bath before Zawal. Difficult of a day, but we take some water and we throw on our bodies of a day, making amal on that sunnat. The third sunnah is to engage ourselves in a lot of dua. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua from zawal till sunset. But the important thing here about the dua is this is the part that has to come. And that is to make dua for the ummah. How do we know that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the ummah? And that we should be making dua for the ummah. How do we know? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Oh Allah, forgive the zalims of my ummah also. Those that have abused people. Those that have offended people. Those that have harmed people. Those that have done wrong to people. They also need to be forgiven. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that dua. That means he was concerned. That dua wasn't answered over there. But it shows he made that dua. Then it came to Muzdalifah. Sahaba saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling. Ya Rasulullah sahab, why are you smiling?
Allah has also forgiven the zalims of my ummah. Has accepted my dua that he'll also forgive the zalims of my ummah. What does it show? That he had concern for the ummah. And we also need to have concern for the ummah. To worry about the ummah and to make dua for the ummah. That is why this pain and this cry and I've been speaking about, by let us become obedient servants of Allah. Give up sins for Allah's sake, so Allah's mercy can come on the ummah. Whether you are in South Africa, whether you're in Umrah, whatever it is, I always make this dua. I constantly make this dua. Daily I make this dua. And I tell you to make this dua also. Allah gives all the tawfiq to make this dua. When I say, Allahumma waffiqni, waffiq jami'ata Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bit tawbatan nasuha. Allahumma waffiqni, waffiq jami'ata Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bit tawbatan nasuha. Oh Allah, give me and every ummati the tawfiq of making complete tawbah. Sincere tawbah. The ummah needs to make tawbah. All of us need to make tawbah. Allah, give every ummati the tawfiq of tawbah. When this will happen, inshallah, Allah's mercy will descend upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the concern for the ummah. The other thing, what happened in Arafah? Allahu Akbar. And this is that important lesson that every haji needs to understand when he's there on the 9th of Zilhajj. Allah make this reach every haji. Here, at this place, near Jabal Rahmah, this ayat was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dinan. Al-yawma, today. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today, I have perfected your religion. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. I have completed my favor upon you. And I have chosen Islam as your way of life. I have chosen Islam as your way of life. It's not an ayah to say that, you know, this ayah is revealed here, khalas. It is upon us to deliberate, to ponder what ayat was this, what is the message in this ayat, and what is the message to the ummah. I have chosen Islam as your way of life, and this is a bounty for you. Oh brothers, oh sisters, if you are going to Arafah, you are going to Hajj, you need to say, I need to bring Islam into my life. I need to bring Islam into my life, because Allah is saying, this is what Allah is saying of you. And I've chosen this as your way of life. With this, this is where the final message comes. That this, I've given you this gift of Islam, and I want you to live this way of Islam. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in Arafah, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. Those of you who are present, promote this to those that are not there. You have to become an ambassador of the way of Islam, and you have to take that way of Islam and promote it to the entire world. You have to live like a Muslim and follow Islam, and you have to put that way of Islam into the hearts of everybody. You have to be that ambassador. Allah is making an ambassador of the way of Islam, that you go and take it throughout the world. That is Arafat. That is the purpose of Arafat also. That you have to return in that manner. So Adam alayhi salam, after Arafah, goes to Muzdalifah, spends the night in Muzdalifah, and thereafter comes to Mina, where he makes dua. Mina means man, where your desires are fulfilled, and he makes the dua. At Mina, this is the place where we learn the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salam also. What was the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Just to cut it in short, because time is short, just to best bring the important message of here. Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared to sacrifice his son in Mina. That means the love of my son, my only son at that time, my young son, Ya Allah, if it's against your command that I must slaughter him, I will sacrifice my son, because your command is greater than the love that I have for my son. Your command is greater than the love that I have for my son. Understand the point. Allah's commands is greater than everything on all my desires. You come first in my life, Ya Allah. That is the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, surely my ibadat, my sacrifices, my dying, my living is only for Allah. Meena, that's one of the important lessons, that from now on, Allah, your command prevails over everything in my life. That's the lesson of Meena. There's many more important lessons, but I just want to now just touch on you coming for ihram, coming to Umrah, going for Umrah, going for Hajj. When you put on that ihram and you say that labbaik, you are saying, Allah, I am present. Not what is it to say this? Oh Allah, I am looking forward to meeting you. And you say it in loud voice, like I am happy, I'm going to my beloved. What is going for Umrah? What is going to for Hajj? What is it to go to the Kaaba? It is a person who is showing that, Allah, I am prepared to leave my family at home. I'm prepared to leave the comfort of my home. I'm prepared to go through difficulty to get you, because I want your love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those that are believers have extreme love for Allah, and you are demonstrating that love. Allah, you want me to take out my clothes and put on ihram? For your sake, I'm prepared to do that. Ya Allah, I love my wife, but I will detach myself from my wife because I love you, Ya Allah. You will come first in my life. And I'm going around the Baytullah is to show again, express that I'm in search of your love. They say, many people say, no, I kissed the Hajar Aswad. I say, what niyat did you make? He said, when you kiss the Hajar Aswad, make this that I am kissing the right hand of Allah, out of love for Allah. When I hold the ghilaf of the Kaaba, it's like holding the garment of love of Allah. All it is out of love for Allah. This is what tawaf is. So I will read 2 rakat sunnat al-ihram, preparing myself. I'm going now to meet my Allah. Allah, make this journey easy, make it maqbool, and make me increase in my love for you and for your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll recite the labbaik. This labbaik is loved so much that whatever to the right and the left will testify in your favor. Why you're shouting to Allah, I want to come to you, I love you, I'm looking forward to meeting you. And when you get to the Baytullah, and you come to the Baytullah, your first du'as are accepted, and thereafter the men will be in ihram. They'll keep the right shoulders open, and then they will start the tawaf. As I've explained, you stand there, you make the intention of tawbah from all sin, you make the intention of hidayat, and then you make the intention, oh Allah, making tawaf of the Baytullah. And then you go your 7 rounds between Rukna Yamani, Hajar Aswad. You read Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina azab an-nar. And at every round, when you come by the Hajar Aswad, you make the istilam. That's 8 istilam. Then you read a 2 rakat wajib al-tawaf. After a 2 rakat wajib al-tawaf, the dua that I showed you, you read that. You make one more istilam. You drink your zamzam water. There's a whole bayan on zamzam water. Then you go to Safa Marwa. One is to, you know, walk between Safa and Marwa. Just think to yourself, I am following Hajra. Allah loved that act, that she was prepared to stay in Kaabatullah as a means that it became abad, it became real, it's the city. And the barakat of Kaaba all started on the sacrifice of my Rasulullah's great-great-granny Hajra. Her sacrifice, that all this, her sacrifice of Hajra, of walking between Safa Marwa, gave us the zamzam. All this barakat, I am walking where your beloved walked, Ya Allah. Like you made them your beloved, you make me my beloved. This is your 7 rounds you walk. And what to read over there, this, I have these booklets, etc. You can learn from there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah give us a maqbool hajj and a maqbool umrah. And give the ummah the understanding that they must respect the mubarak places and come back with hidayat. What is the sign that you get, because you got hidayat? When a person comes back from umrah and Hajj, one is this taqwa in his life. The sister is now Allah conscious. She is no more shameless. She realized how important it is. The TV is out of the house. The cell phones with all the fitna in it is out. No more pornography, no more all these things that are un-Islamic. Then a person at the same time becomes soft by nature. Stays very careful that doesn't do things that will make Allah angry. Allah gives tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, Ya Awwal Al Awwaleen, Ya Akhir Al Akhirin, Ya Rahim Al Masakin, Ya Zal Quwwat Al Mateen, Zalamna Anfusana Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Min Al Khasirin, Rabbi Ighfir Warham Anta Khairur Rahimeen. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, give each and every ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. Give us all the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are in your hands. Allah, you only can change it. Allah, you turn our hearts towards your obedience. Allah, you turn our hearts towards your obedience. Allah, make us make sincere tawbah. Allah, people are going by the millions to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madina, Munawwara. They don't even know the respect of the Mubarak places. They don't know the rights of the Mubarak places. Allah, they don't know their life. Allah, without your tawfiq, without your guidance, without your hidayat, they cannot correct themselves. We plead to you, Ya Allah. In our broken effort, we are trying. We're trying to create that consciousness. Ya Allah, you make our words be such that we practice, that everyone practice, that everyone gets hidayat. Allah, give everyone hidayat. Allah, so that they can show the respect to the Haramain Sharifain. Allah, please show them, make them show respect to the Haramain Sharifain and Aqsa. Allah, Aqsa is closed. Ya Allah, this is a sign of our sins that the ummah has come to this condition. Allah, open it again. Allah, make those people make their salah again, make the tarawih again, and make it such that we don't have to go through these people, Ya Allah, that are stopping us from going there. We can go with ease and comfort, Ya Allah. But put the azmat of Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa in everybody's heart. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram. Oh Allah, the Muslims are fighting among themselves. Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, take out the love of the dunya. Put the love of yours and your Rasul and Akhirat in everybody's heart. Ya Allah, give us a hidayat. Give our children hidayat. Give the ummah hidayat. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram, those that are indulging in TV, in videos, Ya Allah, make them make tawbah. Those are indulging in selfie, make them make tawbah. Make the ummah make tawbah. Make them realize that they are, Ya Allah, make them, Ya Allah, realize that they are doing wrong and they must give up the sins. Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, save us from arrogance and pride and showing up. Ya Allah, save us from arrogance and pride and showing up. Allah, help the Muslims that are suffering in different parts of the world. Allah, make us spend the remaining part of Ramadan properly. Allah, those that are going for Umrah, make it easy for them to go for Umrah, but make them spend the time properly. Put the azmat of the Mubarak places in their heart and make them come back with barakat and hidayat. Those that are going for Hajj, make it easy for them to go for Hajj and make them come back with the barakat and hidayat. Ya Allah, those that have made intention for Hajj and are still not yet confirmed, Ya Allah, make it easy for them all to get confirmed and make it easy for them all to go for Hajj. Make us all that made intention to go for Hajj, make us go for Hajj. Ya Allah, make us your beloved and a beloved of your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us your true love. Ya Allah, make us enjoy making your tilawat. Make us enjoy making your zikr. Ya Allah, make us of the awliya ikram. Ya Allah, give our huffaz hidayat. Ya Allah, some of the huffaz, they only perform namaz in the month of Ramadan. And after Ramadan, they're not in deen. Ya Allah, they're indulging in so much of sins. Make those huffaz make tawbah. Make those huffaz make tawbah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Make them come unto the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give our ulama that are indulging in TV tawbah. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of making tawbah, giving up sins. Ya Allah, protect them from doing things for name and fame and showing off. Allah, protect us from doing things for name, fame and showing off. Give us ikhlas in whatever we're doing. Allah, give us taqwa, give us tawazu, give us ikhlas. Ya Zal Jalal Ikram, give us husna khulq, give us good akhlaq. Allah, make the decision, Ya Allah, that you'll always be pleased with us. You won't become angry with us. Make the decision of our jannat, jannat al-firdaus, and save us from the fire of jahannam. Ya Allah, make us fulfill the rights of our parents and make our children, Ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make the best part of our life the last part of our life. Ya Allah, make the best day the day we have to meet you, and the best amal the our last amal. Allah, save us from all types of terrible sicknesses. Ya Allah, give us good health as long as we are living. Ya Allah, give us good health as long as we are living. Give us strength and in our bodies as long as living. Make us hear well, make us see well as long as we are living. Allah, save us from all types of calamities. Save us from accidents and holdups and kidnappers and rogues and thieves. Ya Allah, save us from the corrupt rulers. Ya Zal Jalal Al Ikram. Ya Allah, save us all from a sudden death. Save us from dying in hospitals. And Ya Allah, give us afiyat in both worlds through your fazl and karam, wasila of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, barakat of this mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, in these 10 days of maghfirat, make the entire ummat maghfirat and the marhumin maghfirat, and please accept all our du'as with afiyat. Allah, please accept all our du'as with afiyat. Whoever has got whatever need in their hearts at this moment, wherever they are, Ya Allah, accept all their needs that are with afiyat. Help them with afiyat. Those that are staying in rented houses, give them their own houses. Those that are in debt, make them come out of the debt. Allah, protect the Muslims from lies and robbing and stealing and cheating and doing things that, Ya Allah, that is against your command. Save them from all haram. Those that are indulging in music, make them make tawbah. Ya Allah, make us spend the nights of Ramadan properly. Allah, protect the Muslim youth from going to the coffee shops and going to the gyms and wasting the time in pedal and all these funny things, Ya Allah, in the nights. Ya Allah, make them respect the nights like they respect the day. Make them respect the nights. Give us all hidayat. Make us appreciate the Mubarak month of Ramadan through your fazl and karam, wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please accept all our du'as with afiyat. Allahumma inna nasalaka min khayrin ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'azaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil azim. Amin, amin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim, wa tub 'alaina innaka antat tawwaabur rahiim. Bi fadli subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbil 'alamin.